Good morning and welcome to day 7 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you this morning from the conference table in my study. I come to you from this conference table because this is a place that groups often gather. There isn't a group gathered here this morning. I don't have any props of people, but wanted to be gathered around a table as you hopefully are gathering around table or at least around a room with others for your small group as we continue through this being challenge together. Today is the second of 7 days of looking at our commitment to community, and the focus today is the power of Christian community. Pastor Zach begins his reflection today by reminding us that he has broke the world record, Guinness Book of World Record, for the longest speech or sermon when he preached for over 57 hours through the Bible. But then his example, he holds up the fact that he didn't do that alone. He did it as part of a community. There are 200 people, volunteers, who helped make that happen. And then he reminds us of what's written in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 4 to 5, that the church is the body of Christ, and just as a body has different parts, each with their own purpose, their own giftedness, their own thing that they were created to do, the eyes to see, the ears to hear, the mouth to speak, not 57 hours, most of us, but to speak nonetheless, that we do best when each of us operates out of our giftedness, the thing that we're created to be able to do. It got me to thinking this week, knowing that Ted Lasso, the show about a professional soccer team in England, or I should say football team in England, for that's what they call it over there. The third season premieres 2 weeks from today. And if you haven't watched seasons 1 and 2, I encourage you to do so. You do have time in the next 2 weeks. Got me thinking about soccer in general, and then that reminded me of Ted Lasso, so I'll try and rein it back in. But the soccer field, or pitch, again, as they call it over there, a soccer team is most effective when each of the players plays in position and does what their position is assigned to do. And hopefully their position is the thing that they're best at, right? If the coach is good and puts the best goalkeeper in the goal and, you know, the best offensive players up front and defensive players in back and so forth. You don't need to know all this about soccer, but what is important is that when everybody is where they're supposed to be, they have the ability to pass the ball and move the ball and hopefully have a chance to score a goal. But if they play like my niece's 6-year-old, who's a 6, soccer team plays, you know, it's mob ball. The whole team, both sides, just follows the ball wherever it goes. And it doesn't give them a chance to be able to pass the ball and move the ball very efficiently when everybody's trying to kick the ball at the same time. The same is true in the church or in any group that we're a part of. We're best off and most productive and probably happiest when each of us is doing the thing that we're best at, the operating where we are gifted. And then we have the best chance for success. Goals don't come that often in soccer, but we have a better chance of scoring one. We have a better chance of whatever group we're a part of being successful if we each operate out of our area of giftedness. And remember that. And then remember that just because we're gifted in a certain area doesn't mean other people are. And we shouldn't judge or create a value system for different gifts, because each gift is important to the whole. I was reminded of that just recently in a conversation with a person who I've been in a lot of meetings with, and this person is quick to offer an opinion. It's always a well-thought-out opinion. This is not a person who you have to try to pull information out of, who sits on the sidelines and is reticent to speak up. But in that kind of an environment, this person shares, asks good questions, is engaged, is verbal, I would say. But they recently told me that they don't like speaking in front of crowds, speaking in front of other people, larger groups. And it never occurred to me. It's something I do all the time, and just, I mean, I do know that people don't like doing that, but I just assume that most people are okay with it, or certainly because this person is very good and effective in a smaller group, I assume that they wouldn't have trouble speaking before a larger group. And that was a reminder to me about our different giftedness, and that we shouldn't make assumptions about somebody else's giftedness or judgments about those as well. For each of us have been gifted uniquely, but all for the good of the communities that we find ourselves in. It's been great sharing a part of this day with you, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 8 of the Being Challenge. Take care.